thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We are taking a look at consumer issues today. Scammers don't take the holidays off. In fact, they're probably busier this time of the year, maybe than any other time of the year. And so we'll be talking about some consumer scams and some problems as you purchase things during this holiday season. Our guest back again, Michelle Reinen. She directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and will be talking with us about consumer scams and certainly be taking your questions as well. But I'm also joined today by Wisconsin Public Radio's own Jennifer Dargan, who is here to help me talk to you about our year-end membership drive. It's your chance to support the programs that you count on every day, like this one on our Ideas Network programs. I tell you what, I think we keep you in touch, informed, and interested. And so your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end the year and we look forward to 2019. And Jennifer, how are we doing?
Doing okay, Larry. Thanks for having me here. I just had an update from last hour. We heard from 8 donors and we want to say thank you so much to everyone who gave. And this hour, our goal is to get 30 pledges. And I know we can do that.
I know we can too. You can help us though. You help pay for the programs that we have here on the Ideas Network when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And your tax dollars, federal and state, they do support WPR. They make up a percentage of the funding for the programs that you hear. So we thank you for that.
Absolutely. Voluntary listener support is actually the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs. So you really do make a big difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So, because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Let me say that again, 888-202-2552. And during this holiday season, you can give something extra when you support WPR. Your donation makes the programs that you love possible. And you can also ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
I think that's the coolest gift that we give. These food bank gifts provide meals to people who are facing hunger. And the donations go to your area where you're donating through regional food banks. So you can do two good things with your gift to WPR. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
It's the season of giving. Do something extra when you give to WPR. Your donation always supports the programs you love. And right now, you can help those in need. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. Your gift will provide meals to people facing hunger in your area. Do two good things with your gift to WPR right now when you choose one of the food bank gifts at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Love that music. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, asking for your support during this year-end membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
It is. The programs that you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. And that's why you're probably listening right now and why you listen every day. And during this year-end membership drive, we are asking you to support your radio home.
Listeners who value public radio give what they can support. What they can to support it, and that's how it works. If you're already a member, thanks so much for making us possible here. If you're not a member yet, today's the day to become one. Make your first ever gift maybe it's $100 for a first ever gift, or maybe it's $10 a month. Give the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-2552.
Up to you how much you'd like to give, but do so now. We are looking for 29 more pledges, and we were hoping to get those by noon. So you make WPR possible. When you give, you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. You get ongoing monthly payments, donations from your, maybe it's from your bank account. It could be from your credit card. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to find out more.
Larry, we wanted to say thank you to Samuel from Kakana, who said, "My wife, daughter, and I have great thought-provoking conversations because of WPR Radio." And Samuel made a pledge. Thank you so much for becoming part of the WPR family. Now, how about you? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Jennifer, will you come back and see me later?
I absolutely will.
All right, she will. And tell you what, right now in the studio with me, just breathlessly waiting to talk, Michelle Reinen, our guest. She directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. One of our regulars comes by pretty often to talk about what's going on in the consumer fraud area. You may have experienced something that you didn't like, or maybe you have a question. Join in. The number is 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Michelle, we got to be a busy time for you this time of the year, too, with what's going on over there in consumer protection.
It is. There are always new things popping up, and we love to hear from consumers telling us what they are experiencing. But with holiday shopping, there's just so much more activity going on that consumers need to really be watchful of. And I think that's what we're going to talk about a bit this morning.
Yeah. You know, most of the gifts that I purchase this time of the year, to be perfectly honest, I go to the local stores. But this year I've ordered a couple of things online and they've been delivered. And so I'm okay, but what are some things to watch for when you're doing online shopping?
So the first part is setting up the system. And we talked in October all the different cybersecurity that consumers can do year-round. But right before they do their big cyber shopping, and there's still plenty of days left to go online and find that perfect gift if you can't find it in the stores, you need to make sure your device is all set up, ready to shop online. And what I mean by that is make sure you have the latest operating system, that it's all up to date, and that you've run your antivirus software. Know you're starting with a clean machine and no one's really out there monitoring, there's no malware. But then the next step is, once you've found it's finding that website, it's finding that gift and being really careful and cautious about how you approach that. So if you just Google whatever it is you're looking for, realize the first few returns may be advertisements, because you can kind of pay for that spot. You might also see on the side screen thing, there might be some tracking, and you might get some pop-up advertisements with really great enticements, or really that too good to be true deals. And you want to be cautious about clicking on those, because that could lead you to an imposter or a fake website where you will go through, pick your item, make the purchase, and you'll never see it. Or the product will be really very low grade, inferior. It won't be what you expect. And we see that with popular electronics or high-end fashion and jewelry, those things that people are in hunt for. So there's that piece of it as well. And then you just, when you transmit that information, that credit card and password information, being sure you're now on a secure portion of a real retailer's website well.
Well, I always worry, you know, about shipping. You know, is it going to come? I'm sure there are some other things that scammers get involved in there.
Yeah, so now we have the shipping scam, and we tie this together with cyber shopping, but this scam artist approach anyone with this. Anyone who has email can be a target for this scam, because the scammers just send out a blast email to all consumers or many consumers that they can get to. And it looks like it's from well-known shipping companies, so a UPS, a FedEx, DHL, they use the same color schemes, they use their logos, and they send this email and say, hey, there's a package waiting for you, and we can't deliver it because we need you to validate some information. And so just click here and fill out this information, and then we'll get the product to you. Otherwise, there's a risk that there'll be a delay or that it'll be returned. And so if you have done online shopping and you're waiting, wondering where your packages are, this is going to throw you off guard. And if you don't online shop, you might easily spot it and junk it, or you might go, cool, someone's sending me a gift. And so you'll want to see what it is. But there are some clues within the email that you receive to really spot them. It will be vague as to who the package is coming from. It won't say that it's from XYZ retailer. And when you shop online, you get that confirmation email. They tell you when they're sending it, how they're sending it. And so you would have that tracking number there. You wouldn't have to look at this random email from the shipper. There'll be grammatical problems. They might be harder to spot. If you very carefully were to hover over any of the links, you could see where they would take you and be able to identify that there's no connection back to who they say they are. It wouldn't end in FedEx.com, or the from line would be different. It would be maybe from some foreign country as opposed to, again, a FedEx.com extension of an email address.
So just hover over it. Don't
get a little twitchy finger going, you know, get that finger off the mouse. Click. Just be sure to carefully hover, because you don't want to click those links. One, they could lead you to a survey where you hand over all your personal information and then, you know, identity thieves target you, or you get targeted for more scams. Or it could be something where you load malicious software, malware, onto your computer. And, you know, that's why we start with that clean machine with cyber shopping.
Well, let's take some calls. You can join in 800-642-1234. Judy in Franklin has something for us. Judy, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. It is strange that this conversation is going on, because just as your program was starting, I had a phone call, and I do have blocking, so I have to wait for the second ring to know that it's a legitimate source. And when I looked at the callback number, it was my own home phone number.
Yeah, that's
a first for me. I've had a number of other odd ones, but that was a first for me, so I picked it up, and they claimed to be Microsoft. And I listened to about two sentences, and then I hung up. And normally I would delete those numbers, but if I ever want to call home, I would be deleting my own home phone number. You know, if I blocked it.
Oh, right.
So, like I said, I've gotten a lot of different types of scams like that. And I I really am flummoxed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so scammers have potentially found that loophole here, the one number you won't delete and you'll be enticed to answer, because we have heard from a lot of consumers in the last few weeks where their own phone number is showing up on the caller ID. We've gone through over the years with spoofing, you know, misrepresenting the caller ID, looking like a legitimate company. And then came neighbor spoofing, where it's coming from your next door neighbor or a local store and within your area code and exchange. And now we are seeing, like I said, just in the last few weeks, where individuals' own phone numbers are showing up on that caller ID, and that perplexes them and is an indicator, because you can't usually call within your own home to your phone line. So, you know, let that be an indicator. And the theory of just letting it go to voicemail or the answering machine in order to pick up after the fact, if it's a legitimate call, you'll hear that if you have an answering machine or can do the callback. But it's a new technique that's being used to really entice people to answer the phone, because if nothing else, they're perplexed. And she's right. If you delete that, then you're kind of removing it from your own caller ID in having to call if it's your smartphone. So you have to balance and watch how your technology works to see if you're deleting a call appearance or if you're really deleting your contact.
Oh, okay. Michelle Ryan in our guest today, who directs the Consumer Protection Division of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Another person with us today is Jennifer Dargan, and she's helping me talk with you about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our year-end membership drive. If you've been putting off donating to WPR, now's your time to take some action. And if you've given this year or you're a sustainer who makes ongoing monthly gifts, you can make a special year-end gift. It just takes a couple of minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, we've got a kind of a nice deal going here to kick the program going here.
Yep, we're really hoping to hear from you right now because we have an extra special challenge grant. $4,000 will be matched from current members, including Charles and Judy Hasdert in Hobart, Wisconsin, and WPR super fans, who are unnamed here, from Whitewater, Wisconsin. So we thank them so much. And the reason that they do that is to encourage you to give right now. So your $100 pledge becomes $200. Make your donation right now.
And if you haven't given now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, what better time to do it than when you can double your funds? Your gift funds, the programs you enjoy.
Right. And the end of the year is really a great time to think back and reflect on what you value. You know, the discussions that you hear every day on the Ideas Network have been an important part of your life all year long. Now's the time to make that year-end gift and get it matched at WBR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you listen to WPR year-round, as Jennifer says. What about sustaining membership? Your sustaining membership will always be current. It cuts down on paperwork. Make those ongoing contributions of maybe $10 or $20 a month. Don't delay. You can become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I would tell a friend that they should join in listening to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the coolest sources of interesting news and stories and happenings of the day. If I get those news segments during my time listening to public radio in the car, I have a pretty informed sense of what's going on in the world that day and can feel like an informed, ready-to-go citizen.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And I don't care if your pledge is $10 or $20 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. In fact, I think we may have someone contributing $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Mm-hmm. And as a donor, you get to decide how much you give. And this hour, up to $4,000 is going to be matched. So maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on going to the theater, doing some things with friends. And of course, those are things that are fun to do, you should do, and enjoy them. It's just like listening to WPR, as a matter of fact. So make your gift right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We've still got plenty of room in that match for you to get in. Join Terrence and Lynn from Madison, who pledged and said they were continuing their yearly contribution. Thank you so much for that. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge.
If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much for that. Do like I did. You know, this month I put an extra bit of money into the pot for Wisconsin Public Radio, and I thought, well, it's tax time. I can take a deduction on that, on my taxes. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe it's by $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888 205-202-2552.
Listeners get so much great advice from your show, and now they can follow your lead on this other thing too, making a year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.
We're taking a look at all the consumer scams that pop up at this time of the year with Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Larry Mueller here. Give a call with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's go to Keith in Star Lake. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, you just talked about these emails from FedEx. Well, I'm getting one from FedEx, and, you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why FedEx would be trying to get a hold of me to, you know, deliver a package. But I didn't click on anything until I got to the bottom. And at the bottom, it says, this is not you. And I clicked on it because there's a box.
Yeah.
Now, was that the right thing to do or not?
Oh, it's another little trick they use, isn't it, Michelle?
It is. So with these fake emails that come that are impersonating the legitimate company, anything you click could lead to something. So with Keith, I would just advise you just make sure you run your antivirus software, do a scan, make sure nothing happened when you click that link, and then you may end up seeing more emails. It could have confirmed that this is a valid box and there's a real recipient who acknowledges this email. So just watch for an increase in those and then examine how you can set your spam filter so they can just be blocked and go directly to your junk as well if you continue to receive more. But don't click on anything within them. So it certainly is a tactic, looks like legitimate. They give you an option to kind of opt out, but we advise if you don't have a relationship with this company, it's not someone you've normally purchased from and you've said, yes, send me future advertisements, and then you get sick of them, so you want to unsubscribe, just ignore them. Don't use that unsubscribe system or that confirmation that you are or are not the person they're trying to target. Just move them over to trash and get rid of them.
Thanks a lot for calling, Keith. Appreciate it. And let's turn to gift cards for a minute. Gift cards, I've purchased a few of them, and they're used, I think, sometimes as an incentive just to get more information about you. How do you recognize those scams?
So there's a couple different variations on that, and you will see unsolicited text messages or social media posts that if you just complete a survey, you can get a large value gift card to a major retailer. And you want to be careful of these because they're very enticing, and anything to help offset the holiday shopping fund will be great, but you are handing over your personal information, and that has tremendous value to identity thieves and scam artists. And you don't want to just hand that out to anyone, especially when not, you know, this unsolicitation. You don't know who's really behind it. What we've found from different cases with the Federal Trade Commission is that the consumers don't get the gift card in the end. So they hand over everything for nothing. So don't fall for that. The flip side to this that we've been asked about over time is, well, what about that gift card you can get at the bottom of the receipt when you've done a transaction with a business and they say, just go to this website and complete a survey and we'll give you a $25 gift card? Well, that's different. That's you've done a transaction with this company and the company wants to know about them, how that transaction went, what you thought about their business. They don't want to know about you and all your personal information. So that is something that, you know, is more valid, and it's certainly another marketing tool. It's an improvement tool for the company.
Sure.
But that one is you've initiated it. It's not unsolicited out of the blue.
Let's take another call. And by the way, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Mike in La Crosse, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning. My question is, I've been listening to your guests for months and months. I've been getting calls on my phone for months and months. I've contacted the FTC. I've gone through the email process where I put in my number and put in their number and what time it's been called. I also send in a dozen other numbers that they call from. I've got four calls this morning already that are soliciting either health care or financial aid for my loan, and I don't have a loan, a student loan. I'm just wondering, when is something going to happen? It just keeps going on and on and on, and talk about it, and it just doesn't seem like anything's happening. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It is frustrating.
It really is. Mike's not alone. We do hear that. And you will see, you know, month to month that there are major cases that the Federal Trade Commission does bring against different actors that are facilitating these calls, whether in state or working out of country. There was that major one we've talked about in the past in October of 2016 with the IRS. And I say major because we're talking thousands of individuals at call centers and a number of call centers for the IRS scam. But then that lasted 3 or 4 months and we saw calls happen again. So we've seen some changes at the federal level as it relates to different rules that allow telecommunications carriers to connect calls or not connect calls, because they can't let a call go unconnected for emergency purposes. And so they've tried to put parameters in place that say, is the call assignment made? Can you designate it to someone? And very technical kinds of things that they're analyzing. But that means consumers are still getting tons of calls, because the reverse technology is that the scam artists can get it pretty cheap and just do these things. So as frustrating as it is, continue to report, because that information is used to go after these people and also catch them. It takes tremendous time and lots of organizations coming together. We've talked about different call blocking apps that people can do and have had great success in minimizing the calls. So if that's an alternative that someone can put in place to minimize that frustration if they haven't done so already. And again, the Federal Trade Commission has changed how they release data to keep those apps up to date. But the other thing Mike said that I want to pick up on is that the Office of Commissioner of Insurance with the state of Wisconsin has a consumer alert as it relates to health insurance plans and callers that are happening. And this is just in the last days or so that consumers are reporting aggressive telemarketing calls about insurance plans, because it's that time of year with open enrollments. So be sure you are reporting those and that you are hanging up. And that is a new phone call that we are seeing circulate in the state. So Mike's just gotten that call as well.
I've got that app it's a pretty good app that tells me if it's a fake call. It's the Hiya app. And I like that. I can look at that. Okay, well, I can delete that right away, because that's a scam. It just says that right on the screen.
Right, and you don't even bother to answer, so there's no connection, and then it doesn't get compounded for you.
Terry in Milwaukee, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I had a question for your guest. I am wondering, has the state of Wisconsin or any federal agency thought to contact the phone companies, the cell phone companies and hardwire phone companies, with the sophistication and technology to know where these calls are being originated, where they're coming from, and cutting them off at the knees before they wind up reaching our phones?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yes, so that is something that the Federal Communication Commission and the Federal Trade Commission are working together with the telecommunications carriers in problem solving this. And, you know, as we've talked about, there are some regulations in place that these carriers do have to connect phone calls for, you know, if there are emergencies and that. But they're trying to put criteria together that says if the number's abandoned, then they don't, or if it's not properly assigned, then they don't. And so they are seeing some successes there, and they're working with different entrepreneurs as well. The carriers are engaged in this problem-solving effort.
They are engaged indeed. Michelle Reinen, our guest, director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have her along. There's one number I know for sure that's a legitimate number, and that number is the number you can call in to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. That number is 888-202-2552, and if you want to go online, you can go online to WPR.org and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here, Jennifer Dargan joining us. You count on us for in-depth talk about the kinds of issues that we're dealing with right now here, consumer scams. We count on you to keep these discussions going strong. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, with the help of some members, Charles and Judy Hasdert from Hobart, Wisconsin, and some WPR superfans from Whitewater, Wisconsin, we met our $4,000 challenge grant for this hour. So we want to celebrate and say thank you. And say, if you didn't have time to make your pledge during this challenge grant period, you know, that's okay. We're still looking for 18 more pledges this hour, and you can help us out with that.
The goals never stop, do they?
They don't. And when you fund, when you give, you're funding the Larry Mueller Show and all the other great WPR programs that you count on. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this show and many more shows possible. So just choose an amount that's right for you, works for you, and then take a couple of minutes and make your pledge.
Mm-hmm. It is the season of giving, and today you can do two good things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your donation, of course, supports the programs that you rely on, and you can also ask for one of our food bank gifts. And these options are available at $10 or $20 a month, or a one-time gift of $120 or $240.
And these thank you gifts provide meals to those who are facing hunger right in your area through regional food banks. All starts with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for our WPR programs, the ones you rely on. And that's why your support during this membership drive, year-end drive, is so important. So I don't care if your gift is $10 a month, maybe $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And if you're a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, we cannot say thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your ongoing monthly contributions provide a reliable stream of funding for all the programs that we enjoy.
And as you reflect on the things that have added value to your life this year, take this opportunity to maybe increase your monthly support by a few dollars a month. We're happy to help you do that. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888 888- 202-2552. How many more pledges do we need to?
We need 18 more in the next about 18 minutes. So okay. About 1 minute, we'll take care of that. Make your pledge now and join Zachary from Kenosha, who had a great story. He said, I leave WPR on all the time in my garage, whether I'm in there or not. It's always playing, always welcoming those who walk in to hear some great music or some ideas while working on projects. Thank you so much for the sound waves. Thank you, Zachary. I actually have a neighbor like that too. I always hear it walking by his house. Join him, become a member at WPR.org or go to or call 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account, or you can do it from your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And there we got another comment from Shannon from Portage, who made a pledge and said, WPR helps my family and I stay informed about what's happening, not only in our state and country, but around the globe. And then said, Mom and Dad are always listening to WPR, will surely be a childhood memory for our daughter. As with a lot of people around Wisconsin who had the memory of growing up listening to WPR in the backseat. Maybe sometimes they liked it, maybe sometimes they were forced to like it, but then grew up and had fond memories of it later.
Your gift as you listen to Jennifer and I babble on here, it's so important to this programming that she was just talking about. It really does make a difference. So do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. If you've already pledged, thank you so much. If you haven't, do it right now. Well, have you been scammed recently? Are you worried about online ordering or things even at stores where you shop? I hope you'll join in as we talk consumer protection issues today with our guest, Michelle Reinen. She directs the Division of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Comes by once a month, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much once a month she comes by. To talk with us, and certainly love to hear your experiences or your questions. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. In my introduction, I mentioned something called spearfishing, and it's not... You know, it doesn't involve fish or spears.
No, it does not.
But it's another ploy.
It is. It certainly is. So you may receive an email from your bank or from kind of an important official. You might receive a phone call, and it shows on the caller ID the name of your bank. And then you answer the phone and you find out that the person calling you knows some of your personal information. So you must be legitimate because, of course, it's your bank and they know something about you. But these are tricks that the scammers are putting together to really entice you into that phone call, make it seem very legitimate. So in this phishing attempt, because they're trying to get you, they're trying to hook you, if you will, mm-hmm. using all the fun words. They make it look legitimate, and they are trying to get you to confirm and contribute additional information. They know just enough about you to give it that, validate that call, and now you'll feel comfortable to hand over your Social Security number or give them that bank account number that they need in order to now... to harm you, identity mm-hmm. theft or wipe out your bank account. So we need consumers on guard from these spear phishing attacks. And the reason why it has this fun name to it is it's very targeted in that they have legitimate information about you, whereas general phishing is like the shipping scam we talked about a little earlier. Yeah. They're just broadcasting it to lots of people trying to see who they can get to click the links and contribute information. This is a pointed attack where they know something about you.
I got an email from someone who had an old password name of mine and said, all right, I've got all your information and you need to send me $1,000 in bitcoins or I'm going to go into your bank account, and you have 48 hours to do that. You know, just to be safe, I went back and changed my passwords that were not the password that was in the email. But it is kind of scary when you see something like that.
It is. It throws you off balance. And when you're thrown a little off balance in your thinking or reaction, you don't go through all your rationalization and logistic processing type situation. And that's why consumers can easily fall victim to these scams that are put before them. So we just want to talk about them, make sure everyone's aware. You can be prepared for that, you know, phone call that just doesn't make sense, but you get nervous about, hang up the phone if you get it. If you're at all concerned that something legitimate could be going on, use the phone number off your bank statement from the phone book. Drive the car down to the bank and ask them about it. If there's anything going on with your account that they need information, don't just respond to this out of the blue unsolicited thing. And then if you find out they have a password, do exactly what you do, Larry. Just feel confident. Go change to them all so you know that you're in control of your accounts.
Let's take a call from Kathy in Presque Isle. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. This is timely. I'm in my car, but I just wanted to talk about, and I've heard this on public radio before and other scams, but someone, a young woman called me yesterday, and I answered the phone, and it was a landline, so I couldn't see the number, and we don't have caller ID on our landline. And she said, "Hi, Grandma," and she was acting real sick. I said, "Oh, hi." And she said, I said, "How are you?" "Oh, I'm not good. I'm just so sick." And, of course, I knew it wasn't anyone that I knew of. And I said, "Well, who is this?" And she said, "Well, who do you think it is?" And, of course, I wasn't going to give her any information. But I said, "Well, now just help me with this mystery. Can you give me your name? And give me your phone number because I think I've lost it." Well, of course, we didn't get any further, and she hung up on me ultimately. But I can see how people would get taken advantage of, perhaps in that situation.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had, thanks a lot, Kathy. And we've had callers who have actually been duped, and many who have been close to being duped by that same scam.
Exactly. The friends and family scam, or the other name is the grandparents scam, because just like Kathy explained, they use that grandma-grandfather relationship, either an illness or travel emergency or maybe a law enforcement emergency. And who isn't going to help their grandchild? But she just presented the example of how that can work, where you contribute the information. They set it off guard just a little bit. Well, who do you think it is? Because the person making the call doesn't know. They are just, you will hand over that child's name, and then they can carry the story just a little bit further just to see if they can get you to be hooked into the storyline. And next thing would be, can you wire me money because I need to go to the hospital because I'm sick? Or can you? Now what we've seen is they're asking you to send cash, because we have gotten the message out, wiring money is bad. Gift cards are for giving. They're not for making payments. You know, if they ask for you to pay government by iTunes gift card, they're now flipping real recently to just send me cash. Right. So now we have to get that message out there, too. We all know sending cash by mail is bad, but now we have to remind everybody.
It's funny, I felt a little buzz on my phone, and I looked at my phone just now, and Haya was telling me that I had a scam call coming in while the show was on. So I had to show Jennifer Dargan, who I said, "Here's what it looks like, Jennifer." Oh, my goodness me. Well, you may have a question. I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments. The coupons, I just want to mention coupons for a minute. Those fake coupons being offered on social media, what are they looking for?
Well, so the fake coupons are really there to gather your email address and get access to your social media friends list if you're clicking on it through social media. And this is so the spammers and scam artists will have more potential targets, and they may also be generating revenue from click advertising, which can happen. So if you click on it rather than respond that way. And then, of course, they also have the other component of survey questions, which we talked about in relation to the Great Deal gift cards. So
yeah.
You handing over your personal information.
Let's take a call from Dave in Janesville. Dave, hello.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Great, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I have a question. I live in Rock County, and our county clerk has put out, she's been handing out flyers and stuff about people who come in. It's not really a scam, but it's a notification that they will notify you if someone puts a lien on your property. Because apparently people can go in and they can put a lien on anybody's property without having to go through court or something like that. And it may be legitimate, it may not. I'm just curious, if someone does that, is there any legal action you can take against them?
So there is a Wisconsin statute governing liens, and I think, I'm testing my memory here, I think it's statute 779, but I could be a mistake there, but it's in the 700s. That's the process for filing liens, and then what the reaction can be from the person who's had the lien filed. Now, when we're talking home improvement contractor, which is where we get involved in this, a home improvement contractor has to notify you of your right to receive lien waivers, and then you as a consumer have to activate that. But then the lien process says that they have to inform you of their intent to file a lien before they can just go file it. So it shouldn't be a surprise by right. The county clerk telling you one's been filed. You should have received a notification about that. But we don't control we don't have authority over the lien statute in that process.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call, Dave. As we talk with Michelle Reinen from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, always great to have her stop by. Always great to have Jennifer Dargan stop by as well to help me talk with you about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Our year-end membership drive. Time for you to think about how much you've learned from WPR, how much you've enjoyed the programs this past year. Think about how you want to keep them going strong in 2019. And then take action with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are cooking right along here. We are looking for 13 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. Your gift is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And thanks if you've already given. And if you haven't, now's the time to do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, I think shows like this, I know a lot of people have learned a lot from Michelle and these consumer protection shows.
I'm learning so much today. I'm going to download the Hiya app so that I find out who's trying to, I usually don't pick up those phone calls at all, but now if I could see if it looks like potential spoofing and I didn't know about spear phishing, you learn so much and your life is really enriched by all this information. You are able to live a better life when you know these things and can protect yourself. WPR is listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're the one that's making this kind of program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you and take a few minutes and make your pledge.
Listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile. Members make the programs possible.
I really
guess
like
that's
that.
A good way to put it.
Yeah. You get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. Become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount you choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Around the holidays, you may have bought some strange gifts.
So I have a friend that loves butter, and I'm giving her a book about butter.
Not really sure what she expected me to do with the card table, and that's kind of a weird gift for a 7-year-old.
I did get a pair of socks from my cousin, except it was like 4 months late, which, you know, it was a bummer to get a pair of socks in April.
This holiday season, consider a much more practical gift. Support Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your tax-deductible gift makes the radio service you rely on possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge, asking for your support during our year-end membership drive, because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, I don't care if it's $10 or $20 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Do it right now. It's so easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. That's it.
And we have, 12 more contributions to go here in the next couple of minutes. So your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. So important. It's so important for making the programs you enjoy possible.
And one of the thank you gifts that we're offering this year is to be able to donate to a food bank in your area. And Stephen and Julia from Cedarburg took advantage of that. And with their pledge, they said, we like the idea of providing food for thought, which is WPR, as well as food for the hungry. I really like that. Join in right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we have 11 more pledges to go in about 2 minutes or so to get those 11 pledges. So if you haven't given right now, what a great time to help us meet our pledge goal for this particular hour. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so, so much. If you're thinking about increasing, like Joanne from Madison increased her sustaining pledge and said her annual end of the year top it off gift to with her sustaining pledge. And she said, I'll also be increasing my monthly sustaining amount. Thank you so much, Joanne. If you're interested in doing so, you can take care of that at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so, so, so important. So go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Michelle Reinen of the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be back with us right after this look at the news. You are listening to the Ideas Network as we take a look at consumer scams today here. Larry Mueller with my guest, Michelle Reinen from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Join in with your questions, comments, or your experiences to share. Well, open lines get you on pretty quickly here at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call and we'll get you on pretty quickly. I want to mention right now that we're fortunate to have another chance for you to double your money. There's a challenge grant of $2,500 from Chad Spate of Chad's Design Build of Monona and Madison. $2,500. He will double your contribution up to $2,500. We've already had someone call in with a pledge of $30. That jumps up to $60. So that's great. And again, join in at WPR.org. You can make your contribution there or phone 888-202-2552. And you'll double your money, your contribution. It's great. Michelle, there will be a lot of travel over the holidays and then during the winter months, for sure. How can you keep your information safe on this travel business?
Well, one way to do that is to make sure that any mobile device that you are taking with you, whether it be a tablet or a smartphone, is set so you do not automatically connect to public Wi-Fi. And a lot of people just have that as a default setting, so they're always connected, not using their data plan and depleting that battery. But you want to be sure that you don't connect to just random Wi-Fis, because you don't know that it is secure, and it will make you think about whether or not you want to connect. You know, if you start to do something and it asks you if you want to connect, and then that way you won't be transmitting data, making that quick purchase or reservation and transmitting a PIN, a password, or your credit card number. You will know you are on a site you are, you know, with a Wi-Fi connection you are confident about, as opposed to some scam artist setting up like a man in the middle, an imposter hotel Wi-Fi connection, and they're just sitting there gathering data. We've seen plenty of like big national news stories where they do investigative reporting and show how these scam artists are just sitting poolside collecting the data as you sit there and either work from the poolside, or you are just making purchases or checking email accounts and things and transferring money for that trip you're on. So you need to be cautious that way.
So go to your settings in your phone, and
it's not difficult at all.
No.
You just want to go to, usually it's the security settings, or you go to your Wi-Fi connection and tell it not to auto connect, but it's within settings depending upon which device you have, how they lay it out.
There you go. And again, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have we talked about utilities yet?
Not today.
We get people getting calls supposedly from utilities.
We are. And this has just been going on pretty steady since August. We get different daily spikes, but we are seeing consumers who are receiving calls primarily from Wisconsin Public Service, but some are from We Energies as well. And it's not the legitimate companies. It's not the real Wisconsin Public Service. It's not the real utility, We Energies. It is the scam artist posing as the local utility company, asking you or demanding that you make payment or you will be disconnected. And right now, temperatures are taking a nosedive here and it's getting cold, and so you really don't want a disconnection, so you react. So a couple reminders. Wisconsin doesn't do disconnections in the middle of winter. It's not permitted. You shouldn't wire money to make a payment. What's throwing people off with these phone calls is the tactic they're using. Some of them have the last monthly payment consumers made, so it seems legitimate because they know something. Or they give you a work order number, the name of the technician who's coming, the truck number that they're going to be driving in on, and then they give you a callback phone number to make their story seem very legitimate. So again, if you're trying to use all your check-the-box cautionary, you know, details, you could be thrown off guard really easily with this phone call.
We haven't talked about returns either, and you know, we'll be getting to that time of the year. We are in that time of the year where things arrive, you don't want them, you want to return them. What if if you don't have all your slips?
Yeah, returns kind of start up front with the shopping. You need to be asking for that gift receipt from the retailer. You need to be asking the retailer or looking online what the return policy is, because you're not, the stores in Wisconsin are not required to accept returns, but many, many do. They need to honor what they say their return policy is. Some extend it during the holiday period. It might be longer, but you need to look for the exceptions. They might not accept electronic returns, or if it is accepted, it can't be opened. Original packaging, no UPCs missing. So you need to know all of that when you're wrapping the gift and be sure that you don't alter it. And then if someone's excited and rips it open out of the package, the gift receiver needs to know, be sure, because you can't return it. You know, if it's defective, we're talking something different, but then you're probably dealing with the manufacturer rather than the retailer.
Al in Racine called to say his area has been getting a lot of Social Security scam calls. Could you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, so the Social Security Administration is not making phone calls, but consumers are receiving phone calls from scam artists who are posing as the Social Security Administration. And they want consumers to validate some information for them, or they run the risk of having their benefits cut off. But they entice you to give this information by their ploy is saying that if you can confirm your Social Security number, then you might see an increase in your benefits payment. So there, you know, there's the enticement to why you would want to hand over this information. So remember, Social Security Administration doesn't make these phone calls. They'll return a phone call to you if you have called them. But their employees aren't there to play games with you. They're not there to make a sales pitch or demand or threaten. So don't let one of these calls out of the blue throw you off. The caller ID is being spoofed. So yeah. They are making it look like it is the Social Security Administration's customer service number. So don't be thrown by that either.
I've gotten a fair number of, well, a lot in the mail, actually, from charities. And I open them up and look at them, and them, the marketing on them with the photos and so forth that they use is can be compelling. But what about some of the charities? What to look out for online or maybe in the mail?
So, you know, the charity scams, the scam artists are impersonating shippers. They are impersonating charities as well. And they're even creating their own fake charities. You know, so they are impersonating lookalikes by creating websites that look identical to the legitimate. But if you look at the URL, there's some form of typo in there. They maybe added an S or flipped two letters. And so you won't see that real quick with a glance with your eye. And if you've just Googled and then clicked the one that comes up and they've got the right spot, you could be at the wrong charity, you know, the fake one, and never know it. But the other thing is they're creating their own fake charities that have names. Last month, I think we talked about a number of different veterans charities.
Yeah.
And they used enticing words, American, National, Veterans, United States, to just really fool people. You get confused on, well, what's the real name of the one that's been established forever that you want to give to? And it throws it off. So we have to stop and do our research. You know, use the information that you have used year after year to give. Respond to your information, not the solicitation that comes out of the blue, the email, the phone call, the mailing. But do your research at charitynavigator.org or give.org, and then check that the charity is registered with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. You can find out so much information. You can find out how the charity distributes the money, how much goes to the cause versus fundraising and pay salaries. You can find out how long that they have been established as a charity, and other background data as well. So it's worth doing that research.
It's so maddening because there are so many worthwhile charities out there, and to have, you know, money taken away essentially from those charity with the, you know, the where they've been stealing essentially the most of the name, and then they're losing out.
Right. And you want to you want to give, you want to be sure that the money you're giving is going to the cause that you actually want to help, the people you want to help. So it's worth taking the few minutes to verify and validate you are at the charity you want to be at. Check them out using those websites.
You know, we have not, I think this may be the first time that we've done a show together where we haven't mentioned your number for people to call and or to go online to. I can't remember that you've mentioned it this show, and that's definitely something that we should do. And just sort of explain how your service operates.
Sure. So the Bureau of Consumer Protection is part of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And we have a hotline, 1-800-422-7128, where consumers can get information on everything we talk about here, plus so much more. We have hundreds of fact sheets that we can send out, but then we also help consumers kind of decide if they need to file a complaint or not based on what's happening, and we'll get that complaint form out to them. So then that takes us to the work that we do as it relates to mediating those issues. When someone files a complaint, we reach out to the business and try and get a resolution for both the consumer and the business. But through that process, we're tracking trends and patterns to see where we need to be investigating matters, who's violating all the consumer laws that are on the Wisconsin books as well, and doing that enforcement piece and working with our national partners, other states on issues as we see them circulate the nation or drive through a particular region of the state or our border states as well. So you can find all this on our website as well, or file complaints on our website at datcp.wi.org.
And you've had success.
Or gov. We're gov. Gov. You guys are org. We're gov.
Say it again then. Say the whole thing.
datcp.wi.gov.
And you've had successes, many successes. Every year you publish the number of successes you've had in prosecuting and resolving cases.
Right. So in February, when we're on, we'll be talking about all those results and what the top issues consumers complained about in 2018 here.
Michelle Reinen, our guest today, she directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Always great to have her stop by, and always great to have Jennifer Dargan come by as well. We have, we've had a very successful drive so far. We're doing pretty well. We have a goal of, I'll let Jennifer talk about the goal. Let me just tell you, if you haven't made a contribution yet during our drive, I hope you'll join in right now. Support the programs you rely on for a strong finish in 2018. You can help us with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. We did pretty well last hour, didn't we?
Yeah, I didn't want to pass up the opportunity to thank the 24 folks, new and returning members, who pledged last hour. So thank you so much for those pledges. And right now, another challenge grant is in effect. This generous match is from Chad Spate of Chad's Design and Build. And Chad's Design and Build will match every dollar that you give, up to $2,500.
So if you haven't contributed yet, now's the time to do it. It's Chad's way of encouraging you to join him in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can double your support for the programs that you love. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you think about what does public radio mean, it means listener-supported radio. And we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars. Those are all really important. But listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this season of giving, you can let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to those in your area. You can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
Yeah, this has been something we've been doing for several years here, and it's a really popular incentive. Instead of getting a mug or a T-shirt or something like that, you can extend your pledge to a food bank, and your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. So you can do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We try very hard to make the Ideas Network something that keeps you informed and entertained every day. I hope you enjoy this program. Michelle Reinen has done a wonderful job for a long time now, coming and talking with us about consumer scams and consumer frauds. And I know you've learned a lot, just as you probably have enjoyed listening to maybe Chapter a Day or Science Friday or Don't Tell Me. I enjoy listening to that as well. And there are many, many others that you probably have come to rely on.
WPR is really like a window to the world like no other. You can support this great mix of shows that you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the beauty of making a voluntary contribution to support WPR programs is that you get to decide how much to give. And you know what? We've had people consider and actually give $100 a month, some $200 a month even.
Right. That might be comparable to what you pay for cable or maybe your family's cell phone plan. Listening to WPR is something that you do every day. So put a value on it, like other things that are important to you that you take advantage of every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift. And we got a gift from a long ways away, didn't we?
Yes, Olaf from, it says from New Glarus, but then he said donating from Germany today. So maybe has dual residence, donating from Germany, listen to many shows of both stations via the internet. Thank you so much for that. And when Olaf donated, guess what happened to his pledge?
It doubled.
Yes. We have a dollar for dollar match for the next 5 minutes that we really don't want to leave anything on the table. It's up to $2,500. It's a great time to pledge. Chad Spate from Chad's Design Build will double every dollar that you give. It's his way of saying, hey, support Wisconsin Public Radio right now. It's a good thing to do now. Double the impact of your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's easy to take Wisconsin Public Radio for granted, I think. You tune in every day, every time, and you hear something good.
And you might travel around the country and think, wow, we really got it good there in Wisconsin. You can really be proud of WPR, and we're proud of it, too. And you make it possible with your support.
So don't take it for granted. It's something special. Help make it possible. How do you do it? With your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've got so many great reasons for you to make a donation right now. We're winding down, just a couple minutes left of the Larry Mueller Show. December is a time for giving, and WPR is really important for you. It's a good time to make a donation. And this challenge grant, don't miss that challenge grant and your opportunity to have your pledge doubled. You'll feel great when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks again to Chad Spate of Chad's Design Build. And you could contribute $500 right now and turn it into $1,000. Or maybe, as one earlier contributor, put in an extra $30 and mm-hmm. made it $60. Take advantage of this match and double your support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might have heard the pledge drive today and say, oh, no, it's a pledge drive and someone else will give. Someone else will take care of it. I don't have to. No, we're really looking for you. Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it. You could not pay for it and nothing would change. But when you do choose to support it, you make all the WPR programs that you enjoy possible. How about a pledge right now of maybe $10 a month?
Or $20 a month. Mm-hmm. Or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose.
Up to you.
That's the right amount. We would love to see nine more would reach our goal if we had nine more contributions in the next couple of minutes. Jennifer and I have to go away here pretty quickly, but there's still time for you to contribute. So if you haven't done it yet, now is really the time to do it. I really want to thank everybody who's, if you've already contributed, thank you so much. If you haven't, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks for listening and supporting us at WPR.